Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. When you hear that bell, get your Bible. And today you'll want to turn to the book of Joshua. We've been studying a lesson that covers the children of Israel's failure at Kadesh. And that's when they sent the spies into the land and they came back and they lost faith in their ability to conquer the promised land. And so the children of Israel had to wander in the wilderness for 40 years. And that's what we've been studying. We'll be completing that lesson in just a moment. And then we're going to turn to the book of Joshua, a lesson titled Joshua and the Conquest of Canaan. This is class session 486 of the Warren County Radio Bible School. And while you're finding the book of Joshua, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Viola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And we're studying old Sunday school lessons that were written by a preacher named E.A. Elam. His name was well known during the days in which he was preaching in Warren County and the counties surrounding here. Born in Fosterville, Tennessee. Educated up at Spencer at the Old Barrett College. And quite a preacher. And in his latter years, he wrote Sunday school lessons for churches to use. We're going to be looking at this Sunday school lesson, or concluding one, that was written for February the 10th, 1924, and then proceeding on to a lesson that was written for the following week of February 17th, 1924. 1924 was a long time ago, wasn't it? This is the kind of Sunday school lesson that your parents and your grandparents would have studied if they'd gone to Sunday school. And they're good lessons. And the reason they're such good lessons for us even today is because E.A. Elam was not writing about current events, but he's writing about Bible truths, and Bible truths are timeless. Now, we were talking about these children of Israel, the ones that left Mount Sinai and came to the Promised Land, and there on the plains of Moab, just across the Jordan River from Jericho, Moses taught the children of the children of Israel that were at Mount Sinai, teaching them the law that their parents had received when they were before God at that mountain. And in teaching them, these are recorded in the book of Deuteronomy. And these lessons, usually when E.A. Elam writes a Sunday school lesson, toward the end of the lesson, he makes an application. And when we're talking about Old Testament stories, he makes the application of the Old Testament stories to us today who live under the New Covenant in the New Testament. And he's talking about how God was preparing these people for their entering into the Promised Land. Now, in the conclusion of that lesson, he says this: God is now training and developing his children in the church, or the school of Christ, for the heavenly Canaan. They should not complain and murmur, as did Israel of old. When people distrust God's means and think his way will not work or is inadequate, it is because they do not believe in God. Christians are now warned against an evil heart of unbelief, Hebrews 3 and verse 12. They are journeying to the heavenly Canaan, and the only way to reach it is to follow God's directions. He has given us the church, the pillar and ground of truth, 1 Timothy 3 and verse 15, which reads, "These things write I unto thee, hoping to come unto thee shortly. But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how men ought to behave themselves in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of truth. The gospel is God's power unto salvation. And we read this in Romans 1, 16 and 17. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation to every one that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is revealed a righteousness of God from faith unto faith, as it is written, but the righteous shall live by faith. Jesus is the bread of heaven and the water of life. The pure, simple, and humble worship in the church, as in the Bible, is our guide. And those who think these are not sufficient will not produce the desired results that are affected with evil hearts of unbelief. They do not believe in God. Now, as I turn the page, this Sunday school lesson is almost over, but there's a little poem right here at the end of the lesson, and it's attributed to no particular poet. But I think by reading it, it will appreciate how it would tie in to the things we've been studying. I would not ask thee that my work should never bring me pain nor fear, lest I should learn to work alone and never wish thy presence near. But I would ask thee still to give by night my sleep, by day my bread, and that the counsel of thy word should shine and show the path I tread. And I would ask a humble heart, a changeless will to work and wait, a firm faith in thy providence. The rest 'tis thine to give or take. Beautiful thoughts in that little poem, isn't it? And so now we come to the next Sunday school lesson. This is the Sunday school lesson written for the Sunday schools of February the 17th, 1924. And the title of it is Joshua and the Conquest of Canaan. And I'm going to begin by reading the text. There are two texts for the lesson. Joshua 1, verses 1 through 9, and Joshua 23, verses 1 through 3. Here, from the Old American Standard Version, I'm going to read from Joshua 1, verses 1 through 9. Now it came to pass, after the death of Moses, the servant of Jehovah, that Jehovah spake unto Joshua the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, and go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, into the land which I do give them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, to you I have given it, as I spake unto Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even to the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea going down of toward the going down of the sun, shall be your border. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so will I be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage, for thou shalt cause this people to inherit the land which I swear unto thy fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, to observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest have good success whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not affrighted, neither be thou dismayed. For Jehovah thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. The next text is Joshua chapter 23, verses 1 through 3. And it came to pass after many days, when Jehovah had given rest unto Israel and from all the enemies round about, and Joshua was old and well stricken in years, that Joshua called for all Israel, for their elders and for their heads and for their judges and for their officers, and he said unto them, I am old and well stricken in years, and ye have seen all that Jehovah your God hath done unto all these nations because of you. For Jehovah your God, he it is that hath fought for you. The golden text for this Sunday school lesson is Joshua 23 and verse 14. Not one thing hath failed of all the good things which Jehovah your God spake concerning you. The devotional reading is the 47th Psalm. This psalm has an inscription: To the chief musician, a psalm of the sons of Korah. Psalm 47, beginning in verse 1. Oh, clap your hands, all ye peoples. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. For Jehovah Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. He subdueth peoples under us and nations under our feet. He choseth our inheritance for us, chooseth our inheritance for us, the glory of Jacob whom he loved. God is gone up with a shout, Jehovah with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God, sing praises unto our King, sing praises, for God is the King of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. God reigneth over the nations. God sitteth upon his holy throne. The princes of the peoples are gathered together to be the people of the God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong to God. He is greatly exalted. Now, turning back to our Sunday school lesson, we see that geographically, the things we're going to begin talking about take place on the plains of Moab. And that is that land along the Jordan River that is just across from the city of Jericho. The River Jordan is formed by the confluence of three very large springs. One flows from the western side of the hill on which Dan was built, from the northern side of the ancient city of Caesarea Philippi, and the third further north by several miles from the western side of Mount Hebron. From their sources flowing south and together, these streams fall about 1,200 feet and spread out into a small lake called the Waters of Merom, thence about 10 miles into the Sea of Galilee, which is about 680 feet below the waters of Merom, thence to the Dead Sea, 610 feet below the Sea of Galilee. From its sources to its mouth, the fall of the Jordan is about 2,400 feet. This fall makes it a very swift and strong stream, but its velocity is broken by its very many turns or crooked courses, which form many eddies. The serpentine course is over 200 miles long, but on a straight line from its origin to its mouth, the distance is not half so far. Its ordinary width varies from 9 feet to 100 feet. At its mouth, it is 180 feet wide, and the depth varies from 3 to 12 feet. In the introduction, we read that this book is called the Book of Joshua because it gives an account of his exploits and his work as a leader of Israel, and because it is supposed that he wrote it. The book opens with the beginning of Joshua's work as a leader, gives an account of his conquering of the seven Canaanitish nations and dividing the land by lot, and closes with his death and burial. In Joshua chapter 24, verses 29 through 31. We will see as we come to the end of this lesson that Joshua died 110 years old. So you make sure you come to class at our next class time, and we'll continue this study of Joshua in the conquest of Canaan. And any time you can, visit us at the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff.